Hey, you guys, what's up? It's your girl, Ashley Tamar. It's Thursday, November 30th. Is it the last day in November? Oh my gosh, of 2023. How y'all doing? How you been? How you feeling? What's been going on? You know, you can now leave me a message, right? I'll play it. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you want to talk, if you want to chit chat, you know, I got you. But I'm so excited to bring some more Tamar Talks your way. And something happened yesterday, and I was very honored to be a part of it. And I was asked to speak at another school about what I am up to and what's going on, and not just about my story, but paying it forward in the entertainment business and the arts. And it always leaves me baffled and wondering and scratching my head, like, wow, you know, how oftentimes we don't realize communication amongst ourselves is very healing and therapeutic. And it takes nothing just to answer someone's question and, hey, I need help with this, and really giving them the nitty gritty as to how to do it and helping people think outside the box. And something that we did during the pandemic, if you saw my town hall meeting with Aloe Black and Al McLean and a woman named Lisa Macy from one of the big publishing companies, was we discussed people don't know what they don't know. But I also was encouraging the students to try not to look so hard at looking up. You know, oh, I want to work with Tyler Perry. Oh, I want to work with Oprah. Oh, I want to work on, you know, this network and blah, 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 and start to look lateral. Because what I found is that the people that are in my classroom or were in my classroom or were at my college or at my school, those were the people that you needed to get to know. Because as you were growing and they were growing, guess what? As you needed things, as your career started expanding or my career started expanding, I realized I could look to those people who I was coming up with. And we started discussing, you have to watch how you treat people at every single level of in your life. You just never know what that will do for you later. And so it's just really on my heart to just share that information to encourage you guys. You know, I always try to encourage you guys before an interview comes on. But I really wanted to encourage you. How I met Dawn was just talking to a peer of mine. I had never met her. We just knew that we were both from Texas. And come to find out, next thing you know, somehow God had some kind of way where she heard me say, I want to learn how to be a music supervisor. And I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, you guys. I did not say that. But somehow something in her heart led her to forward my information to Dawn Soler, and history was made. And so I am encouraging you guys. I am inspiring and empowering you to just start with what you have, whatever God has given you. Just use that gift, right? Start there. And start looking lateral. You know, who do you know in your community from your childhood? You know, who do you know that even if you picked up the phone and you call them and you said, hey, you crossed my mind. How are you doing? I know you're still doing this. If you are still doing this, is there any way we can work together and collab? You know, and being very humble about those questions. And if people don't respond right away, if they don't answer your emails, if they don't call you back, if they don't say yes right away, it doesn't mean that it's a no. And that's something that I'm learning right now too, that sometimes things can just go unproductive. They seem unproductive, but just stay the course. You know what I mean? Stay calling people, stay praying, stay reading, stay educating yourself, stay, you know, answering your phone calls, stay being punctual, stay being nice. I know it may be hard. I know sometimes you might want to say something, but just stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to my dear friend, my mentor. She's like a big sister to me, Dawn Soler. I'm forever grateful. My first start in learning about music supervision and booking my first project was through this woman, and she has paved the way. She doesn't even look like what she's been through. She has really paved the way for music supervisors and how music departments have been created at different networks. And she made her mark and her staple at ABC, Signature, Disney. And she has, if you read the vlog, the bio on her lengthy bio, you will just be inspired by this podcast. And she dropped some real good nuggets for you high school students and college students and aspiring creatives. So I hope you enjoy Tamar Talks, Season 5, Episode 2, Dawn Soler.
Hello. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Oh, you sound so chill. I love it. I love it. Dawn and I met 2 years ago, but we're going to first talk about the amazing road she's paved for a lot of us in the music executive side. So Dawn is going to tell us about how she even found her niche as a music supervisor turned music executive.
Oh, well, gosh, long journey. So we have to go back to the 80s, if you can believe it. I, after, you know, not going to college, wanted to be an actress. And so I got a job at a small production company. And the woman that hired me after a month said, hey, you're really good. Why don't you go work for my brother? He just started this new thing. It's called music supervision. So I got the job and I went to work for Peter Afterman at Inaudible Productions. The first day I was there, I was putting together my desk and in walked Peter Gabriel. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And that really started it. And, you know, after a couple months, I realized that this is a perfect field for me because it's very right brain, left brain. So I stayed with Peter for, gosh, about 6 years and then my career as an independent music supervisor. And then I was offered a job at a film company, Polygram Filmed Entertainment, and I did that, and it was fabulous because it was several little satellite companies that made movies, and it was all distributed through Polygram. And I worked for them for about 4 years until it was bought by Seagram's. But, you know, during that time, I got to work on Notting Hill and Elizabeth and Sleepers and just all these wonderful, wonderful movies. So when that dissolved, I went back to music supervision. And at that time, I think I had probably my biggest career. I started working for Gary Marshall. So I did movies like, you know, Princess Diaries and Raising Helen. And then I got a tap on my shoulder from a producer that I'd worked with, you know, 10 years prior, who asked me if I wanted to start and run the music department for ABC. And I said to him, Barry, I do film. And he said, I want to bring film quality music to television. And that was super interesting. So I started the music department at ABC and, you know, worked on TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and Gallivant and Nashville and, oh gosh, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of television. And I've just left ABC and I'm going to be going probably into mostly musicals, producing and overseeing the music there. And that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, yeah, you're leaving out so much amazing things. But how has music supervision changed, you know, from when you started in the 80s? Of course, technology, but how has it really changed now? Like, has the form in which you think of the creative side, has that changed, or what has changed and evolved, per se?
No, I don't think the creative has changed because, you know, in music supervision, I mean, so many people that want to get into music supervision, they think, oh, it's picking songs. I get to pick songs from my favorite playlist. That is not what it is. In fact, as a music supervisor, the first thing you have to do is leave your, you know, your playlist at the door. Because really, I always think of it, I think of everything in cooking terms or food terms because I love food. You know, it's your job to present the menu, but it's really the producer or directors, they get to pick the meal. So, you know, that really hasn't changed. And you know, that is definitely probably the biggest challenge sometimes in music supervision, because you really have to learn how to listen. And then you also have to think about, you know, the other important things, who it's being distributed by and who the audience is. Because sometimes, you know, you might have a director who's, you know, older, and his playlist is usually from high school, but he's making a show for tweeners. So it's your job to help negotiate him picking the right music. So that really hasn't changed. The industry definitely has changed. I mean, you know, gosh, when I first started, there were no film and TV departments. And sometimes you would chase the artist down. I remember my first movie I ever did was The Big Easy, and it was all New Orleans music. And, you know, we wanted to use a Professor Longhair song. I couldn't find a record company that still had to deal with him. So I just started calling some bars and record stores in New Orleans, and eventually someone gave me his number, and I negotiated a deal with him. It's totally different. It's all owned by some big publisher or label.
Oh, of course. It's of course it's that. But when you first started, did you have a clue what it was, or did you just kind of get thrown into it and you just figured it out? Because, I mean,
yeah.
So what was the formula in the beginning for you?
I mean, basically, you have to be you have to love a tangled web, you know, and that's true even for today, you know, because so much music has been morphed. I mean, you know, all of hip hop and rap is a morph of music and samples. So those are big tangled webs, or, you know, there's always a web to untangle. And I think that's the thing. You really have to love, you know, research, talking to a lot of people, figuring it out, and just always working four steps ahead. So I would say anybody who wants to get into it, and particularly, you know, kids in high school, I think the best training for anybody and for any field is to work in a restaurant. Because when you work in a restaurant, you have to deal with people and their own weird things about food. But there's also multitasking and, you know, being time management, and it's all of those things. So I worked in restaurants for a really long time, and I know that I access those skills even today, as experienced as I am.
That's interesting, because I've never had a real job until, you know, I started doing music supervision, which changed my life. And I wish I would have known that I should have worked in a restaurant or two dealing with people's personalities, because, oh, boy, oh, my God.
Yes.
What was one of your favorite shows that you worked on, and why? Like, were you ever starstruck working with anyone?
Well, I mean, look, Princess Diaries were just, you know, magical. And it was because it was a combination of everything, you know, starting with the top, the director, Gary Marshall. He was just the most wonderful person to work with. And, you know, he really created a real family environment. Some of the people that worked with him had worked with him since day one. So when you went on the set, you know, it was like a family reunion. You know, the other thing on Princess Diaries was, I mean, first of all, I was working with Dame Julie Andrews, which for me as a little
icon girl
who, oh my gosh. And, you know, I was in the theater I don't remember how old I was, but watching Sound of Music. And for years I wanted to be a nun because of her. So working with Julie Andrews was just, you know, it was amazing. And I mean, she was everything that I hoped that she would be, and she was some surprising things as well. She was funny and a little bawdy, and she taught me things that I still use today, and, you know, that was wonderful. And then I have to say, you know, Anne, we all knew, I mean, from the minute the first camera take, we just knew, oh my gosh, this girl is going to be a star. You just watched, and she's just so beautiful and such a wonderful physical comedian, but then gorgeous to, you know, just to look at. And then just the whole premise of Princess Diaries. I mean, come on, it was just a blast, you know. And for me, putting those songs in was so fun. I mean, that was so fun. So, yeah, I guess, I mean, for the whole picture, for the whole enchilada, the people that you work with, and, you know, the story and the fun of it and the success of it and all that, I'd say Princess Diaries.
That's interesting, because I got lost in that film. I just watched it over and over again. It was like my film of A Different World. Like, A Different World was a TV show I watched over and over again. Princess Diaries was that for me, you know. And I guess it segues into another question I have when it comes to women and seeing that representation. I'm sure that did a lot for you confidence-wise, right? You know, so how does that make you feel when you do see women like the Julie Andrews, who are walking legends, to pass the torch and really show that, you know, great people exist? I'm sure that helped you a lot at that point in your career.
Well, you just gave me chills, because, I mean, that is, you know, that is my mission, is to see women have a, you know, a bigger stake in not only the entertainment industry, but everywhere. And, you know, it is up to us. It is up to me specifically to pass the baton along, but to also make sure that they're getting a baton that is fully formed and, you know, and really that they're really supported. I have mentored quite a bit in my career. And every mentor, I tell them, look, I'm not your mentor just for this summer. I'm your mentor forever. And I would say probably about 80% of my mentees I'm in touch with. And watching them grow and become is one of my greatest joys. You know, I mean, in a sense, they're my kids. So, yes, it's top of the list these days.
Yeah, but Don, you've also really spearheaded a lot of men's careers. I mean, when I've met some of the men and they're like, yeah, if it wasn't for Don, I wouldn't, blah, 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 blah. But I guess, I mean, regardless of our race, like representation really does matter, right? And it begets representation. And I guess the next question is, where would you like to see more women or representation? Like, what are the careers would you say other high school kids should really consider that you would say, oh, I wish it was more, you know, women here or blacks here or Caucasians here? Where would that industry be if you were to encourage a high school kid today?
Well, I'm Hispanic, so I would love to see some more Hispanic programming personally. But in the field, in the entertainment field, you know, it's interesting because I'm on the board of the Girl Scouts and they think that, you know, the entertainment field is just kind of like director, producer, writer. I would love to see more female and people of color composers and music editors and also female of color music producers and engineers and mixers. That whole field is still so slanted. I think, you know, as we move forward and as people of color content becomes made more and women's content is made more, I think that the people who are working in those every day, mixing and putting the sounds in and doing the Foley and writing the music needs to be represented. It's just the top of the iceberg that we have scratched as women or people of color or in those fields. I'm so excited that the strike's going to be over because I think it's going to bring so much opportunity to a whole new level of people.
That is a good, I mean, that's so interesting. That's what the whole podcast and the platform is about, is to get kids into these fields. But I've learned that when they are not aware, they therefore won't have access, you know, especially at the high school level when arts is being taken out of the schools. So I guess before we close it out, what's a show that you're watching today that whether it has some different composers in there that you're loving? That's number one. And are there any composers that you're listening to that you love their work and that you would love to work with?
Oh, my gosh. Like, we'd have to have, like, a whole other hour. I love White Lotus. I love what he does with the music. I love how he has his theme, but he changes it a little bit to each country. And he's just so bold. There is no hiding anything in his music. I'd love to work with him. He's a crazy Spaniard, so he would fit right in with me. I would love to work with Barlow and Bear. They're these two songwriters that got together and they fell in love with Bridgerton. And while the pandemic was on, every day, hundreds of us, thousands of us would go on Instagram and we watched them create the unofficial Bridgerton musical. And they sang and wrote all the parts, and they won a Grammy for it.
Oh, that's right. I did read about that. The people who were doing like a lot of the Clubhouse musicals, and they were one who did one separate.
Yes, yes,
oh,
they did
yeah.
that. They are just two amazingly talented women, you know, in their early 20s. And actually, Emily Bear, who I've known since she was about 9, who is a pianist prodigy, she's been on tour with Beyonce all summer. So
wow.
That's why I haven't been able to close this deal. But yeah, I would say look out for them. They're going to be on fire in the next couple of years.
Well, I guess this is another question I could ask since you were talking about it with musicians. It's something I've been telling musicians, and it sounds like you're saying the same thing, but maybe coming from you, they'll hear it, which is it's okay just to be a musician, but can you give them any insight as to how to prep themselves to be a composer for TV and film?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be a composer for TV and film, you, again, like a music supervisor, you kind of have to leave your taste and artistry at the door, because when you become a composer for a project, you're part of a team, and you are helping the director or producer tell the story. So you really have to understand that that is very different than you making an artist album. I would say the other thing is to really understand themes and how they work. And just play with things, you know. You can be in your own little studio and play with one theme or melody, which is a theme, you know, 100 different ways, because you will see you can access those themes, you know, minor, major, pared down to just the drum beat all across one show. And that really gives you an efficiency in what you do, and particularly in television composition, because, you know, it's like week by week by week. But it will really help you understand the theme, because I feel a theme is what really captures an audience when you're telling story.
Oh, Dawn, thank you so much. And before you go, you got to tell people, because I've been blessed to see your beautiful garden. Dawn likes the garden. Tell us what else you like to do in your spare time and what you're growing in your garden.
Oh, well, I'm growing lots of eggs because I've got 27 chickens. Right now, you know, it's fall, so I'm slowly sort of turning the beds over. I've planted a couple of, you know, cover crops, which you grow them and they put a lot of nitrogen into the earth to get it ready. Well, you know, I've got cabbage and broccoli and beets and those kind of things, winter kind of things. But it is sort of the change of season.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Dawn.
Oh, well, I would do anything for you, Ashley. You are one of my best and favorite students.
It's going to be a new day. Every morning and you're feeling into thinking that today is gonna be a new day. When the sun comes out, but your mind is in a battle and your faith is in a saddle, trying to get ahead and see the light that's trying to make way through the clouds. It's so hard to live a life when you've given it your all, when you're letting go the past. Optimistic, hear the call. Where's the understanding to endure? Afraid another fall. Living life ain't stressing. What you think of me? To do what you're choosing, which way is right, hey. So I close the door, turn off the radio, find the quiet place and shut my eyes, picture me in a space where I have no doubt. Time to turn off all the noise, we'll let the outside in destroy. All I have worked hard for, reaching stars that I know will take me far. It seems so clear to me to be all that I ever thought I could. And now that you are here, I know I'm understood. When I'm weak, you are strong. My everything, my all in all. When I'm alone, you're all I want. Come for me, with you, I'm in love.
beautiful. Look in the mirror, you should know. All your flaws invisible to me, and all I see is a Nubian queen. You should follow your dreams, never let words lower your self-esteem. How do I like the way you're wearing them jeans? You make me wanna sing, sing, sing.
Like la 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 la. How did you become so fly?
No wonder there's a ribbon in the sky for our love and love. Say that proof is in the pudding, baby. Wondering what you've been doing lately. Your personality drives me crazy. Got me dirty dancing Patrick Swayze. Yeah, you give me butterflies. You're lightening up my darkest skies. Don't listen to them other guys. Don't let them tell you otherwise. I guess it's just another love, Jones. Are you proving me wrong? My heart is where it belong, belong, girl.
You don't have to prove to me. You don't have to prove to me. You don't have to prove to me.
And into life in prison, cause she ain't living. Too busy worried about these other women. Why is everything a competition? You need to stop and listen sometimes. Make up your mind to say you're not fine. I must be legally blind. Your body is art, you are one of a kind, and perfectly made in its design. And baby, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody but him. I know you thought she was your friend, but she's a stranger. And hey girl,
when you walk through the door, don't need a doctor, I'm lovesick, and your touch is a cure. You're the reason I can reason with this world that I know. Summer rain into snow. Loving you, it's like making music, and I'll use it. Kissing you, it's harmony, a sweet
flies when you walk through the door. Don't need a doctor, I'm so lovesick. And your touch is a cure. You're the reason I can reason with the world that I know. You're so cool, so cool. Turn summer rain into my snow. Loving you is like making music, and I'll use it. Kissing you is a harmony, sweet melody. Let's make sweet music. Let's make sweet music. Let's make sweet music.
Let's make sweet music. Loving you is like making music, and I'll use it. Kissing you
to me. What's that in your hand? I said, fruit from the apple tree. Would you like to take a bite and make our way upstream? Before we left the garden, came a sight so tempting, saying, who are you and where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna, have what you please. Don't say I didn't warn you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. Said, boom, 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 boom.
So tell me your goals, 'cause your vibe is something rare. Your innocence is charming. He seemed to really care. To love beyond what the eye can, seeing all my flaws and flares before sin destroyed us. From the first fall and all this snare. So who are you and where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna, have what you please. Don't say I didn't warn you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. So we dominated, named everything we could. Gave life to Cain and Abel. Soon we were understood. We're fruitful, multiplied. Desires, I apologize. And who are you? And where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna, have what you please. Don't say I didn't warn you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. Apple tree.
I know No, you never heard the words I love you, so nice and pure. Never felt butterflies inside. Never had the softest kiss. Never thought you'd say the words I miss you, but you do feel this. You take my breath away every time you touch me with sincerity. I find myself glowing at the mention of your name. Ever mine, ever thine, ever ours.